The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. And welcome to the second part of this podcast. It's time for your Saturday mailbag, or Friday if you're cool and watching on YouTube. So we've got your questions on Apple Podcasts, we've got your Fantasy Cops questions, and we have your emails. Email address is fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. I'm Adam Azer with Chris Towers. If you're watching on YouTube, you already know that. Chris in San Diego has our first Apple Podcast question. He needs to start two wide receivers and a flex. Not sure how to approach it. So,
hey, Adam?
Yeah.
Right before we started, you said, oh, I need to send you the notes.
You, what? I sent them.
Oh, you did.
Hey, come on.
Oh, that's into the wrong inbox. What the heck? I don't know why that's happening. I'm sorry. That's technology's fault, Adam, not yours.
Well, yesterday I tweeted the link that was not to the stream, but it was to StreamYard.
Well, it was to be in the stream.
Yeah, it was to the program we used to broadcast, so people could have jumped on the stream with us. Yeah. So I thought I emailed the notes to the wrong person.
That's good.
And the notes happened to, there are a bunch of emails and also me talking trash about everyone else at the company. So it just had to go to Chris and no one else. If you're wondering, hey, where are the news and notes? That was on a bonus pod that we recorded on Friday. So please check that out. It's already published. All right. Chris in San Diego needs a wide receiver, two wide receivers and a flex. He's got Thielen, Robert Woods, Tyler Lockett. Oh my gosh. I didn't even talk about DK Metcalf. I didn't see an update on DK Metcalf.
He's got a foot injury, right?
Yeah. Hopefully we'll see something right now as it's still Friday afternoon.
Allen Robinson was upgraded to limited today. That's one thing I did see. We probably don't, with 220 right now, we probably don't have anything on DK Metcalf. Yeah. I did just see Julio Jones is practicing for the third straight day. So
yeah,
expecting him to make his return.
All right, here's the question. I'm sorry. Thielen, Woods, Lockett. Need two of them.
Thielen and Woods.
Then Lockett or Latavius Murray or Damian Harris?
Oof. Oh, man, I don't like any of those guys, but I think it's got to be Lockett.
Yeah, I think so. And would you like Lockett better or worse if Metcalf did not play?
Better. Better.
Okay.
Yeah.
From the Jam Man, 10-team PPR.
Oh, another one we didn't mention, by the way. Tyreek Hill was limited today. Andy Reid didn't commit to him playing, but he sounded optimistic. And just want to say, if Hill was out, I don't think you would move Mecole Hardman much up your rankings, personally. That would be for me. Maybe he's in the wide receiver three range.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, that's right.
He's played five games without Tyreek Hill in his career. He's averaged 10.3 PPR points per game. His 16-game pace on targets was 77 in those five games. It's not like running back, you know? Like, it's not like the wide receiver one goes down and the wide receiver two just steps up. Wide receivers still have to earn the targets they get. They still have to get open.
Somebody's going to get those targets, though.
What's that?
Somebody's getting those targets, though, because DeMarcus Robinson was pretty good without
Travis Kelce
for one game. Yeah, it's not going to all go to Kelce, but...
Byron Pringle?
No, look, I'm in complete agreement with you. It's not, he's not a must start, but...
Yeah, I think he'd be like a low-end wide receiver three or wide receiver four range, which is a little higher than where I have him now, but not a ton.
Okay. The question from the Jam Man. It's a trade. Give up Chase Edmonds, Damian Williams, Chase Claypool, and Justin Jefferson. Chase Edmonds, Damian Williams, Chase Claypool, and Justin Jefferson. Get Dalvin Cook, Alexander Mattison, and Mike Williams. So if we look at this.
Idea.
What's that?
I get the idea.
Yeah.
And if you don't need the depth, then I think it's okay. But you're giving up two starting running backs and two starting wide receivers for one starting running back and one starting wide receiver.
Yes,
you're getting three players back, but you're getting one starting running back out of Dalvin Cook and Alexander Mattison.
I guess you're giving up. You might only get 1 week out of Damian Williams, though, because obviously he's not starting this week. And then I don't know when Montgomery's coming back.
Yeah.
You probably get more than 1 week.
Yeah, I mean, I think after the week 9 bye is the most likely. So probably week 10. So he's still got probably two more games after this one.
Okay. This is from. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you're downgrading a wide receiver while giving up Chase Claypool. As good as Dalvin Cook / Alexander Mattison are, I think that's probably not worth doing.
Next question is from Obi-Wan Mahomey. Would you trade Darrell Williams for Miles Gaskin in a PPR league?
No.
Mm-hmm. And then pick one. A.J. Brown, Brandon Cooks, Chase Claypool, or Kadarius Toney?
A.J. Brown.
Not for me. I just like these other guys a lot.
I like them all too. I mean, Cooks and Claypool are both top 24 wide receivers for me, and Tony's top 30, but we had this argument yesterday, but I haven't been given enough reason to think AJ Brown is not a guy you start against every matchup.
Okay. I'll take Cooks or Claypool. Cooks or Claypool.
Unless you think he's just not healthy. Which,
no, I it's not that. It's that I just think that he's not going to be great every week, and this is could be
right, but
his toughest matchup of the year.
Was there any matchup that you could have envisioned where you wouldn't have started AJ Brown?
Was there any matchup that I could have envisioned where I wouldn't start Tyreek Hill or Terry McLaurin?
Right, but
they shut those guys down.
Well, not really. Like
they did at 60 yards, 70 yards. That's
it was Terry McLaurin, Brandon Cooks,
I wrote and Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill, and there was one other.
Deontay Johnson, 30 yards and a touchdown.
Deontay Johnson. Those four guys averaged 10.3 targets per game, 10.3 fantasy points per game.
Yeah.
They weren't efficient, but if you tell me A.J. Brown's going to get a bunch of targets, like, he's the kind of player who needs one catch and run.
So does Tyreek Hill.
Right, and Tyreek Hill didn't get it, but that doesn't mean Tyreek Hill couldn't have got it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, you've got other good options here. Yeah. So it's not an outright sit. All right. I would go with, I guess, Claypool. Stinking
like, it's not like Chase Claypool's a can't-miss player. Ben Roethlisberger's still his quarterback.
Yeah, I guess. And it's not. And Davis Mills is still the quarterback for Cooks. I'll go Claypool because he basically has been can't-miss when Juju's been out this year. So, and Seattle's just awful in the secondary. All right, next up, Big Dog Wyatt, grade the trade. Give up Kamara and A.J. Brown. Get Gibson and Justin Jefferson.
No. Pass. F.
I'll say C.
It's not an F, but I think it's D because I think Kamara's a lot better than Gibson. And I don't think the gap between Brown and Jefferson is that big moving forward.
From GHF, Tyler Lockett for Jamar Chase.
Give up Chase?
I don't think so. You give up Lockett.
D for whoever's giving up Chase.
You want Chase, right?
Yes.
Yes, get Chase. From Go Pack Go. Must be an NC State Wolfpack fan, I think. Says, hey, Jenkins, Newton, and Meyer, and Pouncey. Yeah, those are Gators. Gross. Should I start Miles Gaskin or Kadarius Toney? Full PPR.
Phew. I think I probably have Miles Gaskin ranked higher. I don't feel good about it, but yeah, him.
Tony for me. Win Chris. Love the show. Question about starter sit. I'm really like questioning myself. Am I just going gaga over Kadarius Toney? And I am. Should I be? I don't know. All right. Win Chris wants to know. Starter sit for a second running back. It's a standard scoring league. Gaskin, Khalil Herbert.
Oh, man, well, yeah, because Dalvin Cook's going to play, so Alexander Mattison wouldn't be an option. I would go with Khalil Herbert there. Khalil Herbert is a top, now he's, I think, 18 or 17 still at running back. Yeah, sorry, Chuba Hubbard's 16.
From Latter-day Saints, as in the New Orleans Saints, I am 0-5 in my Dynasty League, and the manager... rough start. I don't know what that means. 0-5 in my Dynasty League. Thoughts on the following. I was offered Jalen Waddle, Trey Sermon, and a 2022 second round pick for Kareem Hunt and KJ Osborne.
I think it's fine. I think Jalen Waddle is going to be a pretty good Dynasty wide receiver. I'm very excited to see what happens with Tua back this week. And I just don't know how much value Kareem Hunt has in Dynasty now that, you know, he signed the extension last season and we know he's going to be in Cleveland for the long haul. We know he's going to be a starting fantasy running back, but not necessarily, you know, there's not necessarily superstar upside. I don't know if there is that for Trey Sermon either. But I think that's probably worth doing because KJ Osborne, I don't think there's much there.
I'm a little worried about Sermon, though. No,
I don't like him.
You have to make this trade with the idea that it's just for Waddle, basically.
Yeah, I think Sermon and a 2020 second round pick, like those are both, God bless you.
You didn't hear that, those did you?
No.
Okay.
Those are both, I think, just sort of flyers at this point. But when you're 0-5, like, get as many bites of the apple as you can. And look, I mean, Sermon, there's something called the revealed preference theory in economics that people can say they prefer one thing or the other, but the way they spend their money is what they actually prefer, is the basic theory behind it. And Trey Sermon was the number four, I mean, maybe number five running back coming into the season, number four running back at least for the 49ers. We don't know what it would have been if Jeff Wilson had been healthy. So turns out they weren't lying, because when Elijah Mitchell came back, Trey Sermon played two snaps. I think Trey Sermon could break out into a bigger role. We see that all the time in the San Francisco offense. But right now, yeah, I think you're looking at him as just a flyer.
Okay, the last Apple Podcast question is from a person with a name, like a screen name, whatever you want to call it. It just felt wrong to me. It felt dirty to me. And luckily, Chris was talking about Sermon. I had time to look it up. Did you know what that meant?
No.
I'd never heard of it before.
That feels like an old English word.
Yeah, it's really disgusting. So I'm not going to read it, but it's very funny. I feel like I should share it. I kind of want to share it.
I mean, can I read this? There's a word of the day blog.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
So biscumber is a verb. Biscumber is how you pronounce it. It means to discharge odor or dung upon. And the blog post says, what a perfect threat. It literally means to spray with poo.
Yes, to discharge poo upon. Biscumbering. Okay. Give up AJ Brown, get Hollywood Brown.
Oh, that's really close. That's really, really close. I would go with AJ, but I think they're both top 15 wide receivers rest of the season.
Oh, yeah, they are. But here come the fantasy cops. Chris is grooving, and we've got your questions now, your fantasy cops disputes. Okay, first one comes from a city that is hosting, or that hosted the 2010 Olympics. I don't have a name, though. But I don't know.
No idea. Wasn't that London?
Sure.
Was 2010 the Summer Olympics? Yeah. Yeah, it was London.
No, right? 2010 couldn't have been. No, 2010 was winter.
2008 was Beijing. 2012 was London.
2010 was... no idea. Soki.
Canada.
Soki, I'm sure. Hey, Ray, Chris, Ed, and Terrell. Terrell Davis. I think these are Broncos. I'm not sure.
No.
No? Ray, Chris,
those Ed? Are Ravens defensive players.
Oh.
Ray Lewis. Oh, Suggs. Ed Reed, Terrell Suggs, yeah. And Chris. Someone.
Chris.
Chris Harris? Was he on one of those teams? No.
I don't think so. It's Chris. All someone. Right, we'll figure it out. I should know that. Okay, so anyway.
Vancouver, by the way. The Couve.
There you go. 10-team super flex, 2-flex league. Good friends, pretty competitive. At the draft, I took Najee Harris and Austin Eckler with my second and third picks, knowing they were both week 7 buys. And then I continued to compile week 7 buys, deciding to go short that week for a competitive advantage other weeks, as we have a short 5-person bench with 0 IR spots. I mentioned my intentions at the live draft, and there was no issue at the time. Where the problem persists, in week 5, the commissioner decided to put to a vote that you must set a legal lineup and cannot have any players on bye or IR in your starting lineup. And now, failure to do so would be an automatic loss and a monetary fine. Everyone voted and the notion was passed. I actually like the rule, but I feel like it's being brought up solely to punish me.
You can't do that midseason.
You can't do that. And what's the point? Why do it at all? He's already getting an automatic loss, like, basically. His whole team's on bye.
I do have like some anti-tanking rules in one of my league, and you do have to set a legal lineup, and the shenanigans that Heath and Dave are pulling in our IDP Dynasty League have made me furious. But you can't change that rule midseason. Like, if this guy drafted specifically with the intention of having a bunch of guys on bye in 1 week, which I think is a logical and reasonable strategy, then yeah, you can't do that. You can't change that rule midstream and like, whatever, make him take an auto loss. I don't care. He's going to lose anyway with all those guys on bye, with Eckler, Keenan Allen, Najee Harris, Mike Williams, Kirk Cousins, like all those guys on bye, that you're going to lose anyway. But like a monetary fine, come on, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
you can't do that midseason.
I think that must have been Chris McAllister at cornerback for those Baltimore Ravens.
That makes sense.
All right, so that's one. Fantasy Cops. Number two from Andrew H. from Cincinnati. Hey, Joe, T, and Jamar.
Yes. Yeah.
1993 Dallas Cowboys. No, those are Bengals. Dynasty league that I co-run. A league mate got married a couple of weeks ago. He asked me to give him CeeDee Lamb instead of a wedding gift. My wife said I should do it, but ultimately we decided to give the happy couple cash instead as a gift. At the wedding, I heard that he asked another guy in our league to do something similar, but he declined as well. I assume this would have been considered collusion, but is it? Or is it just a good, cheap way to get out of paying for wedding gifts?
It's collusion. You can't do that.
Yeah, I think.
But like, if you're so fine funny with it, you know, that like, ultimately, it depends on what your league wants.
It's really funny.
Give me the cash. Oh, I made the mistake of getting married very young when none of my friends had any money. So we didn't really get a lot. We were 21. We didn't get a lot of wedding gifts.
Oh,
I look at like some of my friends who get married now and they're like, oh, we did a down payment on a house with our wedding. And it's like, whoa, excuse
me. Holy cow, that's quite a wedding.
Jeez. Paid for textbooks.
So you get invited to a wedding with your wife. What, I don't know if I could even ask this. What gift do you give?
Cash.
Yeah, but how much?
Oh, it depends how close we are.
I should have asked that. That's a messed up question.
But no, yeah, it depends. Like if you know, like obviously if you invited me, we're somewhat close. Sometimes you get that invite where you're like, oh, really?
But with your wife too, right? I mean, then you know, you get invited as a
you get one gift. That's one of the great things about getting married. It's one of the crappy things about getting married is you only get one gift at Christmas and stuff, but you're not getting a present from both me and my wife.
No, but I would give more money if it were me and my wife. No? Okay.
It also depends on what part of my life I'm in. When I was like 26.
Yeah, right now.
More than when I was 26.
Yeah. I remember I went to one of my best friend's wedding, and me and my other best friend.
Cameron Diaz?
Yeah. No, she's not at my best friend's wedding, is she? Oh, is she the...
She's the one that
gets left for Julia Roberts or whatever. I don't know. I haven't seen it. Okay. So maybe you saw 5 minutes of it. I promise. We agreed. Me and my friend agreed to give the same amount of money. And I intentionally gave $1 more. And I told the person getting married, I was like, I'm giving you $1 more because we agree. Yeah. So you can always do that. You always one up your friend. Be the generous one. All right. This is from Carter. I'm in a company league with 10 people. I propose the trade to send Aaron Jones, Calvin Ridley, and Kadarius. All right, I got to lower this here. Here's the trade. I give up Aaron Jones, Calvin Ridley, and Kadarius Toney in return for Dalvin Cook. My coworker and I talked, and he decided to accept the trade. Aaron Jones, Calvin Ridley, and Kadarius Toney for Dalvin Cook. Our trades are vetoed by league vote, which is the dumbest option ever, but whatever. The trade is obviously fair and almost benefits him more than me, in my opinion. The only reason I did it is because Cook is still good, and this way, my two starting running backs don't have the same bye week. The same day it got accepted, my coworker decided he wanted to change his mind and told other members to veto it so it wouldn't go through. So instead of collusion to stack my team, there was collusion from everyone else against me. I said that this is stupid and you can't take it away because you just changed your mind. What do you think should happen? Thank you for your help.
So one, I think they did you a favor. I don't think that's a good trade for you. You gave up too much to get Dalvin Cook, who, I mean, will probably be a top three running back rest of season, maybe, but you know, this ankle injury is a little concerning.
Agreed.
Given, especially with the rest of his injury history. But if the league rule is that you vote to veto trades, which you shouldn't, that's a dumb rule. I agree with him. There's nothing wrong with politicking. There's nothing wrong with glad handing.
You can't tell people to veto the trade.
Sure you can.
Oh, wow.
You can campaign.
No, I don't
know. This is... I'm not saying you can pay people, but like shaking some hands, kissing some babies, there's nothing wrong with that.
But you're involved in the trade.
That's as old as American democracy.
I don't think this is... Well, American democracy has been dirty since the beginning of time. What are we encouraging here? What are we encouraging here?
Exactly.
I don't know. Fantasy cops don't like it. We live in a society. I think it's wrong. I think it's messed up. But I do think Chris is right. Let them do it because you overpaid. All right, that's it for the Fantasy Cops. When we come back, your email is fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. And I will try to sneeze during the break. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. Finishing up our show with your emails from Travis in Houston. Half point PPR, 4 point per passing touchdown league. Grade the trade. Give Kyler, Carson, and Pitts. Get Hurts, Mixon, and Kelsey. So Kyler to Hurts, Carson becomes Mixon, and Pitts becomes Kelsey. Big upgrades at running back and tight end. Downgraded. Yeah, I would do this in a heartbeat, actually.
Yeah, I think that's like a B plus, maybe an A. Like it's a downgraded quarterback, but Jalen Hurts is real good. He had 27 points last night, and he didn't even play all that well.
He's real good in fantasy. That's as far as I'll go.
Look, man. Look, all I'll say is let's throw up Jalen Hurts' first like nine starts or whatever it is and compare it to Josh Allen's first nine starts. I bet you Jalen Hurts is better.
Probably. But Allen wasn't good.
Right.
I'm not saying he's going to be bad forever.
But like this like idea that like, oh, Jalen Hurts is going to suck forever. Like, come on.
No, I know. It's way too early to say that, but he's
got to get the rest of the season.
He's not a very good quarterback, I'd say, at the moment. But he's good for fantasy. And that's what matters. So, next email. Beckham or Chenault or Brandon Bolden, PPR?
Yeah.
That was from Devin, by the way. So, this is easy for me. I'll go Chenault.
I'm going Beckham. Chenault is a good example of that Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman thing. Where, you know, DJ Chark goes down and we're like, oh, man. And Chenault's playing basically the exact same role, the exact same snaps, the exact same route share. Jamal Agnew is suddenly the number two wide receiver for the Jaguars. I have not a lot of faith in Odell Beckham, which really means I don't have a lot of faith in Baker Mayfield, but I have more faith in him than Chenault this week.
I guess the only thing is Chenault had two games basically without Chark because Chark got hurt on like the first possession, I think.
Right.
And Chenault had his best game.
Yeah, he did, but a lot of that was on one broken play.
Oh, but didn't he have like seven catches or something?
Right. But like more than half of his yards came on that one broken play. And last week, he had the 158-yard catch. One, that came like with 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and it was his first target. And it was a 19-yard catch that he turned into a long play.
That's what he does.
Really good.
Yeah, that's what he's going to do.
Right. But he only had three targets.
Oh, it's a bad game. That's not an easy question. These guys stink.
They were actually really valuable targets because two of them were end zone targets and one was the 58 yard run, but one of them was also with, I think, 7 seconds left on the clock.
If Landry doesn't play, Beckham, you know, I could be convinced. If Landry plays, I'd still go Chenault. Ah, whatever. It's not Bolden. That's the bottom line. Jordan from Canada. Hey, Affleck, Schrager, Stiller, and Gretch.
Those are people who love Dunkin' Donuts.
What? Do any of them?
Are you not aware of the Ben Affleck Dunkin' Donuts thing?
No, I am not.
Oh, man, you missed one of the pandemic's greatest cultural touchstones.
Really? Just
pictures of an increasingly sullen and beaten Ben Affleck picking up his Dunkin' Donuts from Uber Eats every morning. It's fantastic.
He is like just be scum.
Just looks miserable. Just like smoking a cigarette, just like looks like the weight of the world is on his shoulders as he's like bending over to pick his bag of Dunkin' Donuts up.
It's like the world is bescumbering Ben Affleck. All right, the question from Jordan. I just made this trade. I give up Amari Cooper, Zach Moss, and Tyler Higbee for Darren Waller and Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, I think that's a B+. I really like that.
Okay. I don't know where he's from. Josh Jacobs, Melvin Gordon, or Ramondre Stevenson this week?
Oh, Josh Jacobs, as long as he plays.
Rondale Moore or Tim Patrick?
That one's closer. I think I would go with Patrick.
From Elton, pick 2. Robert Woods, Jamar Chase, Deontay Johnson.
Man.
Yeah, ouch.
Ouch. I think... I'm sitting Robert Woods.
From Dina.
But I think all three of them are top 16 for me.
Dina says, I currently have Thielen in the flex, but I could put Pittman, Higgins, or Sutton there. Should I take out Thielen for Pittman, Higgins, or Sutton? Scoring.
I think I have all three of those guys ranked higher than Adam Thielen. And I have Pittman ranked highest.
From John, what are the odds that Heath shows up for the Sunday recap on Halloween wearing a Chiefs jersey?
Well, what would the costume be?
He's a Chiefs fan, I guess? Or he's a
That's
Chief?
Not a costume.
Yeah, but you know he's not going to wear a costume.
That's just who he
oh,
is.
He might wear a costume. He likes costumes.
Let me tell you something. Definitely, we should all wear costumes that day.
Let me tell you something about Heath, okay? Heath likes Halloween. You don't get dressed up for Halloween parties if you don't like Halloween. This is a thing. This is an image thing for him.
Heath is he has cultivated an image where he doesn't like a lot of things. Like he doesn't like the Muppets is one of his things. He doesn't and look, God bless. You know, we all have our things. I don't like Christmas. So,
yes, you do.
No, I really don't.
What?
No. I like candy canes. I like having a Christmas tree.
Oh, that's the one.
But as I get older, just the expectations of Christmas and the family stuff, it's just too much. It gives me anxiety.
Oh, yeah, especially because...
Especially now that I have to travel. Are you kidding me?
And it's during football season, so it's not like we're just off. So that I get that. That's unfortunately like that's Thanksgiving now, but you don't like Christmas? I love Christmas. I love Christmas all like, of the good cheer, and I love how happy everybody is.
No, I saw somebody tweet the other day like, oh, when can we start playing Christmas music? And I was like,
I don't like Christmas music.
It's coming.
And I also don't like Christmas trees. That's the worst part of Christmas.
I love a Christmas tree.
I'm responsible for the tree. Carrying it up the stairs,
water in it.
Taking it out. Well, no, she puts water in it and decorates it. I'm responsible for the removal and the purchasing and the carrying of the tree.
So like 12 minutes of work.
Yeah, I hate it. Okay, like I literally drop it down from my second floor onto the driveway. Okay, anyway, from Sean in Saskatchewan, dear Laurent, Chase, Nikhil, and Chuba.
I guess those are Canadian players.
They are. Give up DJ Moore and Noah Fant. Get Kelsey and Thielen.
Ooh. I think that's a B+.
Yeah. From Mason. I'm in a 3-receiver flex league. I have Kupp, Thielen, Julio, Claypool, and Miles Sanders fighting for those 4 spots. This is not a start or sit question. Should I just use Sanders for bye weeks or try to package 2 of the non-cup guys for a stud like Diggs or Ridley? So again, he has Thielen, Julio, Claypool, Miles Sanders, and Cooper Kupp. So do you think he should kind of keep his depth or try to package, you know, Julio and Claypool for Diggs or something like that?
I don't mind the idea of packaging guys to get a high upside player. But the one concern I would have is I do think Julio and Claypool in particular still have quite a bit of upside. Like, I could see both of those guys being top 15 wide receivers if things go right, in which case, you know, having both of those guys might be better than Diggs or Ridley, although having Diggs or Ridley is obviously a really fun thing as well. So let's see. I would say wait this week and see, you know, how Julio looks, how Claypool looks, what kind of role he's got.
Although, you know what? Frankly, I would never package Julio and Claypool. It would be somebody in Thielen.
Yeah, I think that would have to be the thing. Just I feel like, and maybe this is wrong, maybe this is stupid, maybe it's Julio and Claypool could be anything. They could even be Stephon Diggs, except they don't have that kind of upside. But I think I wouldn't do it. But that might be really stupid.
No, what, Julio and Claypool for Diggs? Is that what you're saying?
Doing it could be stupid.
No, I wouldn't do it either.
Top wide receiver rest of season, it's probably going to be pretty stupid.
I wouldn't do it either, though, because we are in the bye weeks now, and you're going to you need the depth, especially in a three receiver league. It's not that clear cut. Okay. Anyway, this is from, who are you, Patty from Richmond, Virginia. So full PPR, I need two running backs.
Yes, from Richmond.
What's that?
It says the home of Arthur Ashe. I was trying to remember where he's from.
Yeah, Richmond.
Yep.
Joe Mixon, you're starting him. Don't worry about the work. They said he's going to have a full workload. So who's the second running back in full PPR? Darrell Henderson, Chase Edmonds, Javonte Williams, Khalil Herbert. Oh, and you can and a flex too, and Sterling Shepard. So now we need one running back and a flex. Henderson, Edmonds, Javonte, Khalil Herbert, Shepard.
Henderson and... That was Edmonds. Yeah. Henderson, Edmonds, and Mixon would be the guys.
Mark in the shark bite capital of the world. Those are delicious.
Is that where they make the gummies?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Love the white one.
Oh, so good. 10 team half PPR, three receivers, two flex. I gave up Damian Harris and Amari Cooper. I got James Robinson.
I'm fine with it. I think that's a B.
And from Reed, start one. Miles Gaskin, Robert Woods, Khalil Herbert, Kadarius Toney, half PPR.
It's Robert Woods for me.
It is Robert Woods for Chris, and that is how we end the show. Thanks so much for watching on YouTube. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games. Get yourself a win, and we'll talk to you on Sunday morning, I guess, for FFT and 5, and then Sunday night for the recap show. Bye.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.